Sunny 101.9. It's Mark and Walt in the morning with Taylor Swift and Karma. 8:10 Friday morning. I'm Walt Lindeloy in the studio with a longtime friend of the program who wears multiple hats. This time wearing the hat for Project Jade is Sarah Foster. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, hey, you're here to give us kind of an update on how Project Jade is going. But before we get into the update, tell everybody a little bit about what Project Jade is.
So Project Jade was started, it became a nonprofit in 2021. A friend of mine, her daughter Jade, is on the autism spectrum, and she shared a post with a communication board down in St. Louis at a school and said, I wish Jade could do this.
The communication board is what? What's on that?
So it's a core communication board full of images, and it has pronouns and verbs and actions. So a nonverbal kid walking up to this board, instead of carrying their laptop and going into their software, or trying to communicate with someone who maybe doesn't really know how to communicate with them or might have trouble, they just point to these pictures. So it can be used in any public place, anywhere where a student might go or a kid might go that's nonverbal.
Pictures of what?
So there's action words. There's, you can I, we, us, that, you know, pronouns, verbs. I'm cold. I'm hungry. I want to go on the swings. So they put sentences together with these words.
Okay, so you bring that idea around here. You kind of talk to Jade's mom and say, all right, I think I can help out with this. How has that been so far?
It blew up way beyond our expectations. I threw my other hat on for the HBA and reached out to HBA members. And now for the last 2 years, 41 Lumber has been donating the 4x4 posts. Signs Now has been doing the printing. And Tom Hall Contracting has been doing all of the local installs.
Of course, HBA being the Home Builders Association of the UP, and that means that you've got people that can do a lot of this, and that's really made it sing, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And the variety of places you can put these boards in, we started out with just like school playgrounds, and we now have them in state parks all over Michigan. We have them where Baycliff Health Camp has 4 boards at the printers right now. And we have them at Mott's Children's Hospital. So all over the place.
You said I exceeded your expectations. It really does sound
quite
like
a
it.
Bit.
But that also means that there's opportunities then that you'd like to maybe encourage some people to either get involved to help sort of partner with it, with some of the expenses, some of the installation, all of that. I'm sure you're looking for some of that, aren't you?
Right, right. So some of the boards out of state, we do pay for shipping for. We do have sign companies now that will print out of state. But so we still have expenses. So if there are businesses or individuals, they might want to sponsor a certain board in the area. They can contact me and I can, talk to them about what we have coming up.
What is the best way to find you and maybe get involved with Project Jade?
So projectjade.org, if you go to the contact us page, you can use that to request a board. You can use that to contact us and ask us questions. That all comes straight to me.
A moment ago, you talked about what Project Jade is. Let's talk a little bit now about how can somebody get one of these sign boards to their location? What do you do? How do you make that happen?
So the absolute easiest way to get a board at your location or to recommend a board for a location that you see that you think needs one is go to projectjade.org and go to the contact us page and give me that information. I need contact information of someone to talk to and get that board there.
Now, when we talk about this, this is not a one-size-fits-all approach, is it?
No, actually, every board is customized to that location. For example, school playgrounds. That playground may have different equipment than that playground. So we work with a point of contact at that location. For the schools, it's another speech therapist, and they tell us what images they want on that board.
And this is a series of images that a non-communicative child, usually at a playground or something, can poke at or point at and say, this is what I'm feeling, or this is what I'm thinking. I'm scared, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm warm, whatever it may be.
Correct.
But you were telling me just a moment ago that you have one of these that was on display at Lakenin Land that actually kind of transcended generations. Tell me about that a little.
Right. So Jade's mom was at an event at Lakenin Land last year, and she had a deaf adult come up and use the board. So this is for nonverbal people in general. It started out for school playgrounds, but we're in contact with airports and other places, and just got in contact with the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. So
It's spreading.
We're going everywhere,
there.
Man. We're going to go global.
That's good. Well, that's a good way to do it. And the best way to get involved is to go to that website again, which is?
ProjectJade.org.
Sarah Foster with us this morning, giving us an update on Project Jade, which, by the way, when you see this interview posted, you put a little special thing together for us here in the studio. What did you guys whipped up on here for us?
Yeah, so you guys have done a lot of promotions for Project Jade, so we wanted to say thanks. And we have a Mark and Walt in the morning kind of miniature sign with your faces on it.
Yep.
And different things that you might find in the studio or someone.
That's really cool. We're going to put that up in the studio. We'll get a photo of you with that. Go with the posting of this also at sunny.fm. Good work and good to have you back in.
Thanks.
All right. Sarah Foster, Project Jade. And if you missed any of it, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm.